Liam Burden has come to Near FM. Good afternoon, Liam, and welcome to the Monday edition of Northside Today.
How are you, Donny?
I am well. And of course, Liam will be here at 1 o'clock with the Monday edition of Lunchtime Miscellany. Liam, it is on a sad note, I suppose, that we close out the programme today because we're marking the passing at the weekend of your partner in crime for many years, Gerry Cassidy.
Such a sad news. I met Gerry in another lifetime on North Dublin Community Radio many years ago, and then when the station started 25 years ago, we got back together again. And yeah, to me, Gerry Cassidy was folk tapestry, and that just folk music. And I knew, I think he played, I'm not quite sure, but I think he was in Kjoltas or one of the thing. And I knew he played at least the mandolin or the guitar. And so you kind of pigeonholed as in trad music. It was when, unfortunately, way back, I think it was 2011, 2012, Gerry had Parkinson's, which forced him to give up driving. And in giving up driving, he couldn't continue on the station. I did at one stage try to get him to hang in there and bring him up. Just drive up, let him loose in the studio and then bring him home. Which was grand until I couldn't guarantee doing it every week. But when he gave up with the station, it was such a sad loss of music, that his musical knowledge.
That's what I was going to say to you, Liam. We were chatting on Friday and you were telling me that he had an in-depth knowledge of every genre of music that would absolutely surprise you. And the other thing you mentioned, no notes.
Oh God, no. I actually have here in my possession nearly 3 months short of 3 years, so it's about 33 playlists of what he actually played and what the dates of the programmes, his running order. Right, and just to give you an instance, like on the 17th of December, right, bearing in mind we're heading into the Christmas and the Christmas music is all a go-go, this the 17th of December 2012, the Black Family, Dolores and Sean Keane, Steel Ice Band, Christy Moore, Molly O'Brien, right? You see with me? The Nashville Bluegrass Band, Lonesome River Band, Kaylee Callick and the Little Big Band. Did you ever hear of them?
No, but the thing that strikes me, Liam, is it's... And it's a buzzword now, you know, every presenter has to use it. It's an eclectic mix. But that's something for everybody in the audience there.
Oh, definitely. You never knew. Basically, on Lunchtime Today, for 3 years, it was once a month. And I didn't want to overtax him by doing it too often. And I can honestly say, hand on heart, with each programme, I learned something. And basically, all I did was operate the desk, put the CDs in. Everything else was down to Gerry. Now, I know Gerry had spent a lot of time, a lot of years in Hammersmith in London. So he was around the musical venues there. And it wasn't just... It was never a case of in the programme, that was This Is. It was never going from one track to the next. There was always some little snippet of information, either about seeing an artist in London or seeing an artist in Dublin or playing in a band in a pub in London, or if he did. There was always a story. The programme was only 58 minutes, as you know. We could have gone on for 2 hours each programme. And it was an absolute joy. He had wicked stroke, devious sense of humour. He was actually a joy to be in the company of and listen to him talk about things. Somewhere in the archives, there are these programmes. And I don't have... I got them downloaded. I got them onto CD. And I haven't found them at home. So I obviously gave them either to Jerry, where he was living, or to his family. So I might call upon the technical buffins here to do the same again. But this time where I can keep a little bit of order and a little bit of semblance as to when, what programmes I'd want to pick out the little bits of information.
Liam, we can talk about him a bit more professionally in a moment, but personally, what kind of a guy was he?
The Jerry that I knew was a lovely, warm chap. A bit of divilment in him, as I think there's a bit of divilment in every one of us. But he was actually a joy to be in the company of. I didn't really know that much of his personal side. But it was kind of, knowing Jerry from the station, I then started being introduced to the various members of his family. And I know, actually, Dolores and I, we were talking there, I can't exactly remember the year, but we were invited over, just call by, I'm having a bit of a thing on Sunday for my 70th. Right, and the usual, thought we might be in and out in an hour. You know that sort of visit, Donny?
Yes, I have had one of those, all right. It lasted about 3 days.
Well, it didn't exactly last 3 days, but it did last a hell of a lot longer, that we actually had to cancel the rest of our schedule for the day. And it was a joy. The stories, that he had wonderful stories.
I heard one time, Liam, that the greatest compliment you could pay to an Irishman or an Irish woman if somebody asked you what they were like was to say, do you know what? He was the kind of a fella you'd love to go for a pint with. And the biggest insult you could pay to him was say, well, I wouldn't be bringing him to the pub, like.
To be honest, after the programmes, it was never a case of, I'd pick Jerry up for 1 o'clock, I'd pick him up at 12:15. To give him a chance to manoeuvre up to the room, and we'd sit in the thing there in the office. And then after the programme, 2 o'clock, I didn't get home to have me lunch till 3:45. Because we'd go for a coffee to Kay's Kitchen in Donnymead. And up in the lift. Now, Jerry would, even with his Parkinson's at the early stage, he tackled the stairs. And I tell you one thing, he flew up them stairs. Maybe it was the draw of the coffee, dragging him on. but we'd sit having a coffee and we would yap until, oh, I better get home and start preparing for her indoors who would be coming home to make sure everything's, get the dinner started and have get the food prepared. But he was, the stories were just magical. I really... Looking back, it's a time I didn't realise then, but how I appreciated them. It was just nice. getting back to the music. Do you know, we nearly did a programme of yodels. various artists doing yodeling songs. Yeah. You know, the, by the way, you know the Rolling Stones track Not Fade Away, which I think is the B-side, I think it was the B-side in 19 Nervous Breakdown. But you had Buddy Holly and the Crickets doing it. You know, it was just wonderful.
How many years were you together on the programme?
Well, I can honestly say the last programme I did with Jerry, and I have it here, was on the 24th September 2015. It was the guts of 3 years. 30-odd programmes. Oh, great. Great. And the last programme would have gone like here. June Carter, You Flopped When You Got Me Alone. The Delmore Brothers and Muddy Water. Lefty Fritzl, Hank Snow, Eddie Arnold, Easy on the Eyes.
Yeah, yeah. We're going well now. We're on the country via now. You're in my territory, except for one blues track there from Muddy Waters. Keep going.
Right. No, it's the Delmore Brothers, Muddy Water. Right. George Jones, Why Baby Why? Why? And Kitty Wells singing Gathering Flowers for the Master's Bouquet, which was recorded in 1950. They were on the last programme.
So you're mixing country, country blues, gospel. The Kitty Wells track is a gospel track. But that was the thing, Liam, from chatting to you the other day that kind of stuck me, was that it didn't matter what genre of music. He had an in-depth knowledge of every one of them.
Yeah.
Like, it's like somebody that devoted his whole life to music.
The in-depth, I wouldn't say in-depth. If you mean by in-depth, encyclopedic, not definitely. It was, like, it's not just, I'm reasonably knowledgeable in 60s music, reasonably. Everything else outside that, while I might enjoy it, I wouldn't have as much knowledge of that as I would have of 60s music. Jerry had knowledge of everything. And not only that, but in certain bands he'd say, well, actually, the piano player in that track was such and such. Like, he nearly knew the composition of the band on recording. And
again, Liam, no notes, all off the top of the head.
All off the top of the head. The only thing we came into studio with, two copies of the playlists. One for me and one for him. I'll say it off air to you, but he had most of the notes on the playlist were handwritten, which would have been an effort for the man. Actually, the last 4 months of the program, for want of a better terminology, we got out of it in that we photocopied the back sleeve of the CD. Otherwise, everything was handwritten. All I can say is I was amazed how he was able to do it. It's as if he kind of on the day psyched himself up for the program, because by the end, when I just leave him straight, he'd asked me just to leave him straight home, he was shattered. But sitting in the chair in there, he was with it. Now, on the other hand, as his voice was tailing low and getting lower, it was actually harder to try and use the mic to pick him up. And especially as somebody who doesn't like to fiddle with the buttons in there, it was nearly It was nearly... I had to be on the ball just to hear him. And I was using the Trident trail where I turned the sound down the sound of the headphones, but I actually used that as the level as to whether the listeners could hear him properly. I know I was flying by the seat of my pants doing the programme, operating the desk, but that was the way it was.
But that's what makes for the best radio.
It was just a conversation with Jerry. And by the way, let's play a piece of music. You know?
Liam, from listening to you talking about him, he's a man you held in great affection. You're going to miss him greatly. And I'm sure the listeners can pick up on that.
Yeah.
Give us a 30-second summary of the man, Liam, before I have to vacate and make room for you.
I can give it to you in four words. A joy to be with.
That.
Plain and simple.
That is as fitting a tribute, I think, to anybody as I have heard. Now, that is Liam Byrne talking about his... partner in crime, dearly departed partner in crime, Jerry Cassidy from Folk Tapestry, who fortunately passed away recently.